Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I'm coming to talk to you about style recipes today. It's something that people ask about. I actually think it's a really valuable tool to help you make good purchasing decisions, help you put your outfits together, or really the things, and to feel really good and authentic in your style. Because one of the things that people often feel, and they have clothes in their wardrobe they're not really wearing, and it's often because they're not really a great representation of who they are. And this is where having a style recipe comes in, because it should be something that comes from within you. It should be something that relates to who you are, how you want to be perceived, and what's important to you. And so that's why I think it's so valuable. And also, it really can help you make decisions when you're out shopping. I do know I've had clients, we've been out shopping and they'll tell me their style recipe, and then they're trying to make a decision between, you know, this thing and this thing. And the minute I say their style recipe words to them, I go, which one of those says to you, you know, X, Y, or Z? And they'll go, this one. Suddenly it takes away the confusion. It takes away that difficulty of decision making. And decision making can be tricky. So I wrote a post about how to use your pets as inspiration to create your style recipe. And I used my lovely whippets as an example to help you kind of get you thinking about how you could apply your own pets to your style recipe, if that's something you wanted to do. So, you know, what I did is I looked at both them physically and their personalities. And what is it that appeals to me about them? Because, of course, you know, we tend to choose pets that there's something about our pets that really appeals to us about them. So I have two lovely whippets, Bow and Arrow. And one of the things, I've always had whippets over my lifetime. They're a dog that really appeals to me. The first one came to me actually as a stray, so I'd never had any experience of them, but I discovered that they were my perfect dog. They are quite what I call a cat dog. They're kind of quite a little bit individual, very independent, and I am very independent as a person as well. They are sleek and they don't have a lot of extraneousness to them. I feel like they're this functional art, and I really love functional art. Like, they're built for speed, and when you see them running, they are incredibly beautiful. They may look a little bit gangly and funny if you're just looking at them regularly, but when you see them running, it's like you can see why they are built the way they are. And I really like that. I love the idea of things being very functional, but also beautiful. And so that's something that really appeals to me as far as my style recipe goes. All my clothes have to be really functional. If they're beautiful, but they're not functional, they just start annoying me. So that's something I need to think about in my style recipe. I also don't want a lot of extraneous stuff. Like, I can really admire, you know, the 25 bangles up the arm, but for me, it's not functional. And even the bangles I do choose, because I spend a lot of time in front of the computer, have to be flat, and they can't be irritating me, and they can't be noisy, and they're clanky and jangly and all those sorts of things that for other people doesn't bother them. But for me, it does. I'm quite aware of noise when I'm trying to work. It distracts me. It gets me out of flow. So those things really matter to me. And my whippets are quiet. So that's something. I don't like my style to be really, really loud and over the top. I still might like some drama, but I don't like that. You know, I don't have that need, and I feel very uncomfortable if I'm wearing something that's too over the top. I remember going to a glasses store and I was trying on different frames, and I was trying on some quite dramatic ones. It's a bit of fun. And like, the guy in there was going, oh, that is really great, you should get those ones. And I'm going, no, I actually feel I want these slightly quieter ones, because those ones feel like costume to me. It's too much for me. And it would suit somebody else, but for me, it's too much. And I think, you know, many of my glasses are still quite, you know, they're not the most quiet glasses, but I like that little bit of quirk, that little bit of individuality. And that's one of those things too that my dogs remind me of. They're a little bit quirky and individual. They're their own little, you know, personalities as well. And they are actually, the two of them are a little bit different from each other. They have quite different personalities. Called one's Mr. Grumbles, because he makes funny grumbling noises. And then Bo is little Miss Smoocher, because she really loves to talk to people as well. And so part of that is that, like, they're soft and cuddly. And I really love fabrics to be very soft. Like, this is cashmere. I really like the feeling of very soft and comfortable clothing and fabrics. I really don't like stiff and hard fabrics. So that's something I avoid. So there we've got that touchableness of the dog's fur. And because whippets are incredibly soft. And how I like my clothes to feel. So you can see that I'm starting to get different elements of my dogs and their personalities and how they behave and interpret that into my clothing. And how I interpret that, of course, comes down to what does it mean to me? So I like a non-barking dog, and they're really fairly quiet. They do bark sometimes, usually when they want to have a play. So that's like, that's when I'm more out there. When I want to have a play, I'm a bit louder, but otherwise I can be very quiet. They're quite self-contained, and I would say my personality is also very self-contained as well. I've often been told I'm intimidating as well. That's something people have said to me in my life, and I think that's just who I am. It's my personality. So I try not to look intimidating. So this is where, I don't think the dogs look intimidating in the slightest. They're not the kind of big, aggressive looking dog. I don't need a large, I'm a really tough dog sort of thing. They're certainly not intimidating in their appearance. And I don't like to have an intimidating appearance either. I want to look more friendly and approachable because really I'm here to help people. And so I really love to not look intimidating, because often people find my personality, it's a little bit, I have been told that way, quite intense, I'm told. It's just because I'm really quite focused on what I'm doing most of the time. I don't mean to be intense, and I know I have resting bitch face if I'm not careful as well. It's usually because I'm actually inside my head and I'm not thinking about the outside world, and that's just my resting face. But it comes across as, not happy. I've been told to smile on many occasions when walking down the street by people, and that the world will not end. And it's like, I was actually just thinking about something. There is nothing wrong. But yes, it is one of those things. That's where outward perception. So it is part of a style recipe is also to help people, perceive you in a way that you want. And so one of the things I want to be perceived as is approachable and friendly, so that my clients feel that they can trust me and they feel comfortable around me and they can open up and all those sorts of things that I think is very important in what I do as far as work goes. So they're just like some, so if you've got an animal, why don't you think about, if you've got a pet and you really love that pet, why don't you think about maybe how they and their personality might be influencing, what you love? Because usually it's like what we surround ourselves with does relate to us as a person. And so thinking about, well, what are their aspects that I really love that I can then take that and turn that into something that might be an inspiration in my style recipe? Because often we find whatever is very close to us, like say ourselves, looking at ourselves and saying, what do I really like? That can be quite tricky. But when we are looking at something a little bit more external, it's often easier to see the positives. It's easier to see what is good. It's easier to see the strengths and all those sorts of things that we sometimes miss in ourselves. So, have a little fun. I'd love to know what you come up with your style recipes based around your pet and how you perceive them, their physicality, their personality, what they mean to you, all those sorts of things could come into this. It's just a starting point, little leaping off place to find yourself some, style recipe words. So I like mine, I have this functional individual aspect that is really important for my style recipe. I have this need to be approachable that I, that is also something that is part of what I would kind of put into my recipe, all those ingredients. And of course, I like things to be aesthetically attractive as well. And that's also something that my whippets are to me. I think they're incredibly beautiful to look at. So there you go. If you've never seen my whippets, you can follow them on Instagram. They're called Whippet Heaven. Because it was like when we got them both, it was like I've gone to Whippet Heaven with the two beautiful whippets. So there you go. Hopefully that helps you think about your style recipe. And of course, it's something that I get people to think about a lot in my Evolve Your Style and my 7 Steps to Style programs, because I really do think it's such a key. And in fact, Evolve Your Style is a really great way to help you work on your style recipe and try things out. Like, it's asking you to try something different every day, but part of it is analyzing and going, does this work? Doesn't this work? How does it make me feel? we often have clothes in our wardrobe we're not wearing, and it's because they're not related to our style recipe in some way or other. It's not related to our personality. And so spending some time just every day going, how did I feel in this outfit? Was it good? Was it bad? What was good? What was bad? How did I, you know, all those sorts of things, they really can help you hone and improve your style and also let you to let go of things. Because often one of the things, we often hold on to garments because we think, oh, I just need the thing that goes with it. But sometimes it could be not working because it's just not me. It doesn't feel comfortable, whether it's mental comfort, emotional comfort, physical comfort. All those things come into this. And so when you can figure that stuff out a bit, and you know, a style recipe can change over time. You're not, you know, stuck with it for life. And that's one of the joys of it, is a moving entity. It's something that you come up with. And then as you change, you might tweak it here and there because it's the things that you need reminding of that are put into your style recipe. There's some stuff that for some people, comfort is a number one driver and they're never going to buy anything that's not comfortable. So that's not something they need to add into their style recipe. But what they need to put in is the other things that they have ignored over that comfort factor. So, you know, something to think about. But of course, if you are interested in kind of playing with your style, Evolve Your Style is a great way to do that. It's a 31-day style challenge with lots of extra supporting documentation to help you kind of really start to figure out your style and what you're loving and not loving and just how to improve it in just small incremental ways. It's not a big challenge every day. It's actually something really small, but it gives you a little structured focus to work around when you're thinking, well, what will I wear today? So thank you for watching, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.